Access, weekdays from 6 to 10.
All right, so no 5 at 9 on this Friday morning. We've got a special treat for you. If you've just joined, you haven't been listening in and you don't know what's going to be happening, well, I'm not going to tell you either, but here's a clue.
Ek loop die pad. Welkom terug by Nova 1035. Ek is nie gewoonlik op die lig nie. Ek was, maar ek het teruggehop vandag. Dankie David.
Ja, want my Afrikaans is nie goed genoeg
nie. Wel, nee, dit is nie. So, hoekom is ek hierso? Ek is hierso, ek het so 'n bietjie hoendervleis, want ek is nie alleen hierso nie. Ek is, die clue wat David vir ons gespeel het, saam met Amanda Strydom.
Hallo David.
So my eie introduction is baie kort. Ek is net Anne, maar joune is baie lank. Jy
Nee, ek is net Amanda.
Jy is net Amanda. Wou jy 'n sangeres, jy's 'n kabaretster gewees, silwerskerm, toneel en dit is hoekom ons nou vandag hier is, saam met jou oor jou toneelstuk wat jy
Baie dankie. Dit is vir my altyd lekker om te kan kombineer wat ek doen. Sang en toneelspel, want ek het geen sangopleiding nie. Mm-hmm. Die liewe vader het vir my 'n stem gegee, en ek het in die kerk en in die skool gesing, en in die badkamer, there was a great reverb in the bathroom, okay, till my mom would ask me, what are you doing in there? Anyway, en ek het drama geswat,
okay.
Excuse, en as ek het, dit het ek gedoen vanat ek 9 jaar oud was, het mama my gestuur na 'n kinderteater en dramaskool. So ek het dit na skool gedoen, tot in standaard 9, toe my pa gesê het, hokkie, nou skryf jy matriek.
So toe ietsie achter die naam,
ja, en toe is ek universiteit toe, en ek het my graad in drama by die Universiteit van Pretoria gekry. Ek was dieselfde jaar, ek, Broemilda van Rensburg en Elizabeth Archer, ons is toe onmiddellik aangestel by die destydse streekraad Kruik in die Kaap.
Okay.
En toe was daar nog streeksrade wat na ons gekyk het, jy weet. En jy het 'n salaris verdien elke maand, jy het 'n soort van 'n mediese fonds gehad, en alles. En toe die streeksrade ontbind, dit was baie jare later, ek dink, omtrent in die 90s, toe begin kunstefeeste. Die eerste, die KKNK, het ons letterlik gered. Uit 'n penarie.
Okay.
En bied vir ons platforms om ons werk te doen. En daarom is dit vir my so opwindend om weer in Windhoek en in Swakop Moend hierdie keer ook deel te wees van die FNB Windhoek Woordfees. Dit is ontsettend kosbaar vir ons. En weet jy wat my so verstom elke keer as ek hier kom? Is almal praat Afrikaans.
Wel amper almal. Amper almal.
Ek probeer.
Nee, maar ja, dis mos goed genoeg. So, I married an Englishman, so I'm completely bisexual. Bilingual. Maar dit is vir my so kosbaar. En dat ek die stuk wat ons nou by die theater vanaand, die National Theater doen, het ek lank teruggeskryf. Toe Nelson Mandela uit Victor Verster tronk stap, het ek gevoel, daar is 'n swart bevolking, daar is 'n wit bevolking. Wat van ons bruin mense? Waar hoort hulle? It's like a sense of, now where do we fit in? Toe skryf ek hierdie play met musiek. Wat ek doen is, ek skryf mini-musicals.
Okay.
So dat ek toneel kan speel en sing. So ek vertel 'n story.
Yes.
En ek speel 'n bruin vrou.
Okay.
Maar ek speel al die karakters. Okay. En dit gaan oor 'n kind wat wees groot geword het. En dan word sy na 'n children's home gestuur.
Okay.
En ek is die ou vrou wat in die kombuis in charge is. Nella Peterson. En hoe sy my baby word vir 'n paar jaar. En dan kom red a koi koi engelaar. Maar ek wil nie te veel weg nie. Julle moet vanaand self kom kyk, nê? Maar dit gaan oor 'n soeke na waar behoort ek? Where is home? Where do I come from? Do I have a heritage?
Ja.
En dit leer sy uiteindelik wanneer sy in ballingskap moet gaan. Wanneer die bulldozers kom en hulle slaan al die townships plat. En dit is 'n storie van waar is my kom vandaan? Wat is ek eintlik?
Mm.
En dit is the incredible journey of Tinkerbell van Tonner. So daar is lekker lag,
mm-hmm.
daar is ook lekker huil,
mm-hmm.
en daar is a happy ending.
Alles wat 'n goeie story behoort.
Ja.
Nou sê vir my, vanavond is 7 vir 7.30, is het, ons noem het so met die NTN, die
NTN, dis reg, dis reg, ja.
En dan nou môre aand is jy vir die eerste keer.
Ja, kan nie wag nie. In Swakopmund, en ons het foto's gekry van Elis Matron, wat alles vir ons gereël het, van waar ons thuis gaan, en dit is op die see. En ek hoor as 'n mens ry van Swakop na Walvisbaai,
ja.
Sien jy die woestyn waar hy by die see uitkom? Ons kan nie wag nie.
The best of both worlds.
Ja, ja.
Nou sê vir my, ek hoop jy gaan daarom so 'n uur of 2 ure vir jouself in Swakop hê.
Wel, ons gaan kyk hoe dit uitwerk.
Mm-hmm.
Ek weet as ons daar aankom, want ons vertrek hierso môreoggend 8:30.
Okay.
En dan ry ons Swakop toe en ons het 12:30 'n tegniese repetisie, en dis die belangrikste.
Ja, ja.
Is om die show in die teater te kry met ons tegniese span wat daar vir ons wag.
Okay.
En ons wil so ver dankie sê vir Won en Adam van Kraken Audio, wat ons daar gaan help.
Okay.
En hulle moes omtrent, Elisma moes omtrent gaan soek vir meubels, want ek het 'n ou stoel, dit lyk soos 'n tannie se sitkamer, verstaan. So ons het gesoek, en dit wat ons gedink het, okay, dis 'n leerstoel, ons gooi net 'n lap daaroor.
Daar sy.
Yes, that's what you do in this business. Jy maak met wat jy het, die beste.
Die beste.
En ek dink dis wat ons vanaand en môre aand gaan doen. En my pianist Koenraad Raal is absoluut briljant. Hy het byvoorbeeld die hele beligtingsplan gister met die tegniese span uitgewerk.
Mm-hmm.
Want die NTN is 'n fantastiese teater.
Dit is.
En maak my hart seer dat hy vir so lank leeg staan.
Ja.
Dit is julle nasionale teater.
Ja.
En jylle sit met 'n tegniese span wat formidabel is.
Mm-hmm.
Die theater is so goed toegerus.
Mm-hmm.
Ons kon ons oor nie glo nie.
Maar nou, dit is ook, Namibiërs, Windhoekers vooral, hou daarvan om te kla, dat die is niks om te doen nie. So as jy nou vanavond misloop, hier in Windhoek, of môre aand in Swakop misloop, dan kan jy nou nie weer kla, dat hier is niks om te gaan kyk.
Dan is het nou neusie verby, dan moet ons maar weer eendag kom as jy nou sleg voel dat jy nou nie daar was.
Maar nou in Swakop, as jy dan nou so paar minuutjies, wel, kom ons sê, bietjie meer as 'n paar minuutjies vir jouself het. Jy weet, Swakop is 'n Duitse dorpie.
Ja, ja.
Okay. So, in die hartjie van Swakop is daar 'n restaurant, 'n echte Duitse restaurant, met die naam Brauhaus. En daarso moet jy, Elisma lachies van die kante, want sy weet wat kom. Daar moet jy gaan sit en 'n Das Boot drink.
Wat is 'n Das Boot?
Daai gesig. 'n Das Boot is 'n glas boot, soos 'n amper soos 'n kersvader boot.
'n stewel.
'n stewel.
Ja.
Vol bier. Maar okay. Daar's 'n
nie voor die skou nie.
Nie voor die show nie.
Ek is nou nie eintlik 'n bierdrinker nie.
Maar jy gaan Swakop toe.
En ek dink nou net ons as die tegniese repetisie verby is en ek moet 'n boot wat
das boot.
Das boot drink, gaan ou Nella poep dronk op daai stage rondloop en al haar woorde vergeet.
En dis seker ook okay.
Dalk doen die mense dit na die tyd. Ons sal kyk as ons daar aankom, maar dankie vir die, dankie vir die tip.
En ons
dankie.
Soek foto's.
Ja, ja, ja.
Ons soek. Wanneer ons terugkom, kan ons 'n bietjie verder gesels. Daar's 'n baie spesifieke storie wat ek wil hê jy vir ons moet vertel.
Okay.
So as terugkom, gaan ek jou daai storie vra. Ek het ook kaartjies om weg te gee. Ek het 2 kaartjies vir vanaand in Windhoek en ek het 2 kaartjies vir môre aand in Swakop. So as jy 'n kaartjie wil wen of 'n set, 'n stel kaartjies, bly ingeskakel. Ek gaan 'n baie maklike vraagie vra.
I just saved $300.
Dit was my kamer van die ene Amanda Strydom. Maak sy oogie so groot vir my. Amanda, dit is my groot voorreg om jou hier te hê.
Dit is vir my net so lekker.
I love it.
Julle is die vriendelikste mense in hierdie Namibië. Almal smile.
Ons is. Want dit is omdat ons in 'n pragtige plek bly.
Ja.
Ons het beautiful reën gehad, so ons het rede om te glimlag.
Nee, ek het gesien, alles is groen, dis pragtig.
Dit is, nee, jy het gesê die vorige keer wat jy ingevlieg het.
Ja, dit was in November en toe het gelyk soos 'n woestyn, toe was by die vliegtuigse vensters uitkyk,
And I want to jump in quickly, sorry. I just got a request through from a listener, Yolandi Erasmus. Mm-hmm. She says, I must please ask Amanda about her collaboration with Steph Boss, because that was one awesome song that they did.
Oh, thank you so much. Steph is like my brother in the north. He calls me my zus in het zuiden. And I call him my boot in het noorden. But he now calls himself a Nederkaner. Because he married an Afrikaans. Yeah, he married Warenka Paschke, who is an incredible artist. And it was actually Steph that inspired me way back in 1995 to write my own songs. Mm-hmm. He asked me, don't you write your own stuff? I said, I wrote one song, and that was Ek Loop Die Pad. And that was in 1979. Mm-hmm. And then I actually didn't like Afrikaans music. Mm-hmm. I found it forced. A lot of it was translated from either German or American stuff. Mm-hmm. There was nothing original until the Musiek en Lyriek movement started. Mm-hmm. And there you had Koos Du Plessis, Lorica Rauch, Anton Goosen, they all started coming with different Afrikaans music. It was poets writing songs, okay? Mm-hmm. And later came my dear friend, and he is obviously not with us anymore, Johannes Kerkorrel, and they got up and protested against this government, against P.W. Botha, against everything. They had the guts to do it, you know? And Steph then asked me, do you not write your own stuff? And I said, I've got a Croxley classwork book here with stuff in. He says, bring it to me. And I started reading it to him, and he said, if you don't record these things, I'll never speak to you again.
Sure.
And that's how our friendship started in 95, and we have been buddies since. I've performed in the Netherlands with him, and about 2 weeks ago I performed with him in Pretoria. I was the surprise, because I translated one of his songs, Die Taal van my Hart, in Afrikaans. So he sings the Dutch in the beginning, and then I come in with the Afrikaans. Then we did it in Kirstenbosch on a Sunday afternoon. It was spectacular. More than 2,000 people who didn't know I was going to be part of the show. And it was the last song of the show before he did an encore. Mm-hmm. So when I walked up, I mean, it was such a wonderful surprise. The same at the theater. And then he motivated me to compose these things I've written. And that's how my first album, Froberie Spiel, happened. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot to thank him for giving me the courage to believe in myself. That's, I think, one of the things that a writer who follows his own path must have. Mm. It's okay to be different. I've never been a commercial artist. I've always been walking my own road. I write about social issues, about love, yes, loneliness, loss, and hope, which we need so desperately, you know, and joy. So, yeah, thank you very much for asking about Steph. Nou weet jy.
Eerstehands gehoor.
Ja.
Nou, my story wat ek graag wil hoor. Ons is allemaal, alle dogtertjies is so bietjie van romantics. So ek wil graag hê, jy moet vir my die story vertel, want ek het net so vinnig gister 'n stukkie gelees oor jou verloving en dan hoe en waar jy en Tony getrou het. Asseblief, dit is so mooi story.
I married an Englishman, okay? And hy is totaal die teenoorgestelde van my. He's earthy, he's practical, he's a no-nonsense person, and I walk around with my head in the clouds. So, we were together for 9 years, and we always went to Jeffreys Bay to my parents, okay? over this season when everybody has left Jeffreys Bay. Otherwise, it takes you 5 hours to get to the Peckham Bay. So we went on holiday there, and it was early November. And we went body surfing every single day. Every single day. I remember I can still see my father, God bless his soul, who never used a... Is it a boogie board or a boogie board? Nee?
Boogie board.
Nee, hy het so, hy het body surf. Ek en Tony is met die boogie boards daarin. Lovely, lovely, lovely summer. And then one day it rained. And toe besluit ons, ons gaan PE toe ry om 'n movie te kyk. Omdat die weer nou nie lekker is nie. En ons kom uit die movie uit en langs in die warmer mall is daar 'n juwelierswinkel.
Okay.
En ons stap by die vensters by en ek sê, oh, look at this lovely ring. And this is how romantic my Tony is. He turns to me and he says, babe, don't you think it's time we get married? No moonlight and roses, no champagne, nada. Not going onto one knee, no. Babe, you think it's time for us to get married?
I think my wife probably thinks the same thing of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, we were at our sort of restaurant that we used to go to at that stage. It doesn't exist anymore. And yeah, no, I was so romantic that I pulled out the ring and I said, we're in public, so you can't make a scene.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. So Tony says, just wait here. And he goes off to the bank. And he comes back with all this cash and he pays and he buys the ring.
Tada, net
so. That's it. So we drive back to Jeffreys Bay. My dad's sitting in the lounge watching cricket. I've never seen my dad switch off a remote control ever that fast in his life while he's watching cricket. Okay? Because Tony walks in and he says, Hans, I'm going to marry Amanda. Cooks off control, remote control. That's fantastic, says my dad.
Aww.
And I hug ons and also. My mom was in ecstasy. She said, so when are you going to do it? No, we're still not going to do it here. She says, what? I said, yes, we're going to do it here in the lounge next week. Sure. The 12th of November. So my dad goes, okay, I'm going to phone Dominee Evert. Dominee Evert, kan jy my kinders trou? Okay, yes, I can do it. Wat moet ek aantrek? Hy sê, dra kakie broek en 'n hemd. Now we've got to, because we were both married before, we've got to get our, wat noem jy dit nou? The divorce papers or the old marriage certificates. Anyway, buddies of ours in Joburg, they just moved, they got everything. So there we were. We went to Humansdorp. I bought a white dress from Truworths. Don't ask me why. A white dress with a chiffon white jacket over it. My mom put gypsophila in my hair. Tony bought a white cheesecloth hemp from Edgar's in Humansdorp. And his jeans. And we both wore white tackies. And there we stood in the lounge with Dominee Evert. And it was just mama and papa, my sister, my brother-in-law, and the kids, who were told to wear their best outfits, okay? Mm-hmm. So Petrus wore his Superman outfit. Oh. Rikus came with a big cloak. I don't know who you think he was, but anyway. And Nina was still a little baby key man. She's now a doctor today. And my aunt and her boyfriend from PE came. They were so excited that day when they saw us getting married, they got married the next year. So there we were in the lounge. I cried through everything. Tony said no when he's supposed to say yes. Eventually he said, I now pronounce you husband and wife. It was so sacred. We didn't want any press or any people there. Mm-hmm. Just this very intimate, filled with love moment with the sea behind us. And I'll never forget that. And then mom made a spread on the table. And then dad says, okay, what do we do now? And little Petra says, we dance. We dance. Okay, what do you want to dance to? Stoom. So they played my song Stoom and we all danced through the lounge except Tony, who doesn't dance. But and that was to get him to pose for a photograph was another story, because he doesn't like the public eye or cameras. But he's my rock. He's my safe place.
Aww.
And that was a very, very special thing. And is that the whole story you wanted to hear?
Dis baie meer as wat ek gelees
okay, het. Ek praat altyd te veel, ja.
Dis so mooi. En ja. Hoeveel jaar is julle nou getroud?
Ons is nou al 33 jaar saam.
Sure.
Well done.
Yeah. So, ja.
Well done. Dis prachtig.
I want to jump in quickly because you're talking about Jeffreys Bay and Humansdorp and you know PE and so I was a boarding school and I studied in Grahamstown as well and yes. I love that part of the world.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering because so often where people are from in a way sort of influences their music or influences their musical style. Do you think that the Eastern Cape and PE specifically has influenced your style in any way?
I don't know. All I know is that when I was in PE, I was given the opportunities to sing in the school choir and to perform at Eisteddfod's. But it was more the acting that was stimulated then.
Mm.
This only happened later in my life.
Hmm.
I was in the 80s, asked, well, the late 70s, when TV started in South Africa, there was an amazing producer called Marwede van der Merwe and the poet Rosa Keert. They produced Afrikaans music series, okay, especially because the music and lyric movement was huge, okay. So they grabbed me after they saw me performing in a musical opposite Nick Taylor. I was 23 years old then. And I didn't think I could sing in like a production like that. Because I think people that perform in musicals must have the training.
Mm.
You know, you must have, ek het niks, I've just got a voice, you know. So then they invited me to be part of this TV program. And Rosa dared me to write a song. I said, I don't know how to write a song. I don't know how to write music. I still, till this day, can't read music.
Hmm.
I can't write music. I hear it in my head.
Mm.
That's how I compose. Sure. Because I've been blessed with wonderful pianists and musical directors from Didi Krill, Lisa Bierkman, Janine Nietling, and Kunrad, my pianist now, that hears me because I read them. The lyrics, like a poem, and I write in a certain rhythm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I compose my music, till I say, yes, that's what I'm hearing. And then we add guitars or drums and whatever we need, you know, and backing vocals. So I just think we always sang in our house.
Mm.
So there was not that, but I can never forget where I come from.
Mm.
I am from the Eastern Cape. And that's why I can speak English. Because my oma was English, my granny was English, and then my great-grandmother, who we called Granny, was an Elgar. Her surname was Elgar. And she's related to the great Edgar Elgar, who is the composer and musician. And
so there's a legacy.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the music started. And the evenings, of course, at the kitchen table, after supper, we had huisgodsdienst, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When Dad would read from the Bible, and then he would ask us, what did I read? I will never forget that there was the story of Jesus healing a man when he said to him, staan op, neem jou bed op, en loop. And this man was paralyzed, and he got up, and he walked. And so Dad read that thing that one evening. So he asked my brother Andre, okay, what did I read? Vat jou goed en trek. That was my brother. I loved him dearly. He also passed in 2002. And he was a minister in the church. He was amazing. And once we had this communion in church, so they come around with the bread and the wine. Maar ons is nou kids, so ons kan nog nie. He says loudly, Mama, ek wil ook hê. Met peanut butter and jam. I didn't know where to stick my head in. Just, you know. So, yeah. And my dad used to sing so loudly in the church that we sometimes moved very slowly away as if to make, we don't know who this person is, but it allemaal het geweet, dit is Hans Strydom, my pa, wat so lekker sing. So that's where it comes from, you know, a need to sing and bring joy and touch people.
Well, we'll be back with some more Amanda Strydom right after these.
een van die absoluut mooiste goed, en ek bedoel nie goed soos goed nie, maar ek kan dit nie net 'n lied noem nie. Een van die mooiste stukke, dit is dalk 'n beter woord, wat ek in 'n lang ruk regtig na geluister het.
Ja, dit is 'n gebed.
Dis beautiful. Amanda Strydom, sukkel ek hier oor my tong. Is die hoendervleis wat ek het. So, dis baie mooi. Jy het net vir ons so 'n stukkie vertel van hoe jy in Durban gesit het en dit geskryf het.
In Durbanville in die Kaap, op 'n reënerige dag. En jy kon nou nêrens nie, want jy is daar om op. Ons het by die boer opgetree. Mm. So, ons het nie vervoer gehad nie. En, want sit jy maar in jou kamer. En toe begin dit net... Vader God, U ken my naam. Mm. My binnengoed en buiten staan. En vloei dit net so uit my uit. Dis wonderlik wanneer dit gebeur.
Dit is.
Want om te skryf, hoor, om 'n lied te skryf,
is om jouself neer te sit.
Werk. Dis, ja. Dis harde werk. Dis, want jy wil nie sielig klink nie. Dis 'n Nederlandse woord vir soetsappig of, okay, jy weet, stroeperig of so. En daar is baie sulke muziek in die ronde op hierdie stadium, op die Afrikaanse muziekfront. Vir my moet dit vleis hê. Dit moet substansie hê.
Ja.
En daarom is die liriek vir my die belangrikste. Mm-hmm. En die muziek is soos een skildery, soos een raam wat daar omgesit word, om dit te laat uitstaan. Mm. Ek is in die eerste plek een woordkunstenaar.
Ja.
Jy weet, en... daarom noem ons, ek en Stef noem mekaar digtersangers.
Ja.
Dus dit is, ons skryf een gedicht en dan componeer ons.
Dit is een goeie beskrywing.
Ja. So, dit was rechtig, daarie lied, Pelgrimsgebed, was vir my een geskenk.
Mm-hmm.
Ek weet nie hoe met anders te vertel, want dit het so makkelijk gekom.
Mm.
Met ander goed sit ek jong en jy werk daaraan. Mm-hmm. En oppas vir te veel dwangrym en... Hoe vloei die ritme van die liriek? Mm. Want daar moet muziek by.
Ja.
En dit moet iets beteken. So, maar soms skryf ek ook verspotte liedjies, so lekker lawe liedjies, so slippers van satijn, net om vreugde te bring. En ek het dit geskryf omdat het my, die Eugène Marais se gedig, die dans van die reën, het my daarvoor gestimuleer en ek het toegeskryf, wie kom hier op die groot pad aan met blomme en haar hare? Wie is het wat so los lit dans op die ritme van kitare? Die sekelmaan hang om haar nek, die son woon in haar keel, en sy dra die reënboog op haar kop, sy die môre ster gesteel. En sy dra slippers van satijn, slippers van satijn, dis die nuwe lyn. En ons het so lekker kwela, en dit het so African feel, jy weet, daarby gesit. En die song is so gewild, jy moet hoor, as ek in Nederland optree, dan sing die gehore saam. En een dame kom toe na een vertoning na my toe, en sy sê, mevrou, sê toch, wat is slippers van satijn? Sy doch toe, dis mense wat satijn, is kos.
Ja.
Sip. Ek sê, nee mevrou, slippers, soos pantoffels. Oh, dat klopt. Toe verstaan sy.
Ja, dit is my baie slaap. Nou sê vir my, as jy dan nou in Dolly Parton se skoene was, met Jolene by die bank, hoe sou Jolene geklink het, as jy hom geskryf het, oor jou tuinie? Jy noem het mos so, my tuinie. Hoe sou hy gegaan het?
Nee, man, sit ek jou nou hier op die nou spot? Dan hier.
Nee.
Jolene. Jy los nou my man uit of jy gaan jou sien.
Ek hou daarvan. Ek gaan 'n oogie oophou vir die, of 'n oor oophou vir die volgende paar maande. Ek dink ek het dalk 'n saaitjie geplant hiersom.
Ek het nou die dag eers ontdek hoekom sy daai song geskryf het.
Regtig.
En dit was oor die bankteller wat vir Kaal so geaai het, Ja.
Nou, ek het nou beloof, ek het kaartjies om weg te gee. Ek gaan dit baie maklik maak. Vanaand, waar tree Amanda Strydom vanaand in Windhoek op? Die eerste twee regte antwoorde. Kry dubbelkaartjies vir vanaand in Windhoek en dan vir môre aand in Swakop. So waar tree Amanda Strydom op? 083-000-1035, bel ons of WhatsApp ons En haar eerste
twee regte. Sê die nommer weer stadiger, ek is oud.
083-000-1-0-3-5 Vergeet ek nou stukkie. Goeiste. Dis, daar sit jy my nou op die spot.
Nee, maar jy weet, ek my frequency, luister so baie radio nie.
Okay.
En dan rammel hulle een nommer af. Dan weet dis, ek ergens in die ouwe huis sit een auntie of een oom, wat nou graag sou wil bel.
Dis
maar dit het so vinnig gesê, hulle het net die eerste drie letters gehoor, of cijfers gehoor.
100%
So, daar het jy dit nou. Ek het nie bedoel om jou op die spot
nee,
te sit.
Nee, ek het jou op die spot gesit, jy sit my, ons is haapsies.
Ons is nou albei bespot.
Daar is hy.
Ja. Well, baie dankie Amanda, baie dankie Anne.
Dit was baie lekker.
Dankie vir julle, dit was heerlik, dit was soos om by Pelle te kuier, dankie.
Dit is toch lekker.
En ons sien blij. So uit na vanavond.
Ja, ek is baie blij, jy voel thuis hierso.
Absoluut.
Well, and speaking of Amanda Shore in Swakop as well, Colleen is standing by. She's going to, of course, take over from the coast now. She'll presumably, I know she'd love to, if she can, attend the show tomorrow evening. Ian will be with you this afternoon again. Of course, he's got the classic countdown coming your way, which is a highlight. Remember, don't forget Volleyball for All tomorrow morning. F&B Insurance Volleyball for All happening at the DTS Sports Grounds. And then the King Price International Pairs competition happening at the Vinter Golf and Country Club. I'll be there tomorrow morning finding out more about golf, chatting to some of the golfers and trying to keep you up to date from the greens and the fairways. Have a great weekend and I will chat to you again on Monday morning. Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you. I won't be at the golf course tomorrow morning.
Momentum is built on consistency over time.